Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We are at One Bills Drive, and we are in day two of organized team activity, the OTAs. We are joined in studio by the Bills' fourth-round pick out of Nevada, safety Duke Williams. Duke, thanks very much for coming by here. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You had the three-day weekend rookie camp and then these first 2 days of OTAs. You're a veteran now, 5 days of practice under your belt. Now, how's it feel the first 5 days?
It feels good. You know, I'm getting involved with the scheme and learning the plays and, actually getting on the field. With the other rookies and, the other vets also. And, each day I'm getting better and learning the plays and, just can't wait for the season to start.
It seems like that'd be a good way to kind of break in, to have just rookies. I think there were only 33 of you on the field for the weekend before the veterans came, and there's all those numbers and all those other people.
Yeah, when the rookies got on, we just had to get, involved with the tempo and, just keep up with the tempo and actually, know how practice went, and experience it, on our own. And, when the vets came in, it was real easy for us to, just adapt to the practice and how practice goes and the way it flows. So, it was a great time, and it was great that we got to get on the field, 3 days before OTA started.
You've been playing football, obviously, for years, but how much different is it to be in an NFL practice? I mean, does it feel different to you? Is it more serious, or is it just football?
You try not to think about it. It's the next level, and, there's better competition, and, it's a job now. But you've been playing football for a long time, and, it's just a game, at the end of the day. So when you're out there with those vets and those guys who've been playing, for years and years on out, and you just try to – just keep it in your head that it's a game and you just play. You've been playing this since you was little. You still run, you still tackle, you still block, So the game doesn't change when you're out there. It's just, a different level of competition.
One of the things I noticed, I was here Sunday for one of the rookie practices, and I talked to you after the Sunday practice, was the really intense focus on technique that Coach Henderson has put in place. And I was interested to see he didn't just do it for rookies. He kept that up the last couple of days at OTAs. I mean, he is down to the fine points of defensive back technique, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He really has us on cue on whatever you do. He coaches us up, whether you're a rookie or you're a vet. He treats us all the same, and that's one great thing about it. And, technique's real heavy right now, the guys that are just getting in and learning. So, we just try to take it all in stride.
Do you see a difference between the rookie group that you're with and maybe the veterans in terms of technique? Do they know certain tricks of the trade that maybe rookies don't know?
Yeah, well, of course. They've been doing it for a while. And, they've been playing football, and they've been around the NFL environment. They have their certain techniques, and we were just getting involved, and we're learning from the vets, and they've been real helpful to us, and whatever we need to learn, they're there and helping hand, and we're just meeting with them, and they want to talk us through whatever technique we have. So they've been real helpful to me and the rest of the rookies.
There's one drill I want to ask you about, a technique drill that I saw Coach Henderson doing on Sunday, and for those who may want to look at it, it's on our website, BuffaloBills.com, in the Sunday practice roundup. But Coach Henderson had two defensive backs standing directly opposite each other, and basically you kind of smack each other around the shoulders and the chest area. It looks like a couple of brothers fighting in the back seat of the car or something. But tell me what the goal is of that drill and what he's trying to get across to guys. The drill I'm talking about.
Yeah. And that's real important actually for corners and any defensive backs that are playing man coverage. You want to get your hands on the receiver. Kind of slow down his momentum, and it helps you in coverage, playing man-to-man coverage. And, if you get one of those speedy receivers, you want to put hands on them so you can stop their momentum. So that drill is real helpful, and, it's been working on the practice field.
When I'm watching Henderson coach, too, he and now you're in, teamwork from time to time, and he keeps drilling on guys, keep your hands on him or put your hands on him. He wants you to have a hand on the guy, right? I mean, why not? You got it.
Yeah, he's been around the game for a long time, and, whatever he says, I try to, hang on to every word because, it's real helpful during practice, when we actually perform those techniques. So they're real helpful to whatever, covers are in, especially man-to-man covers because we play a lot of man.
Duke, what's been the biggest challenge for you through these first 5 days now, the technique work and the attention to detail, or maybe the big picture, learning coverages and where you're supposed to be in certain coverages?
Yeah, exactly. We have a real big playbook, we have to learn, and a lot of different packages and sub packages and things like that. You know, it's just getting familiar with those and learning to play. So I think that's really the, you know, biggest thing that I'm trying to get used to, you know, just the package. And you know, it just takes time. You know, you're not going to get everything, you know, in one day. So, you know, I think time will tell. And, you know, before I know it, I'll know the whole defense.
From what I can tell from watching on the sideline, it appears they've got you working exclusively at safety. Does it matter whether it's strong side, weak side, as far as this defense is concerned?
Oh, you know, this defense really, you know, the safeties rotate. So there's no really strong or weak safety. And I actually involved with a little bit of dime and nickel work also. So I'm getting familiar with, you know, the nickel plays.
That's where I was going next. In nickel and dime, do they have you as a lined up with a man responsibility, like a cornerback?
Yeah, they have me lined up man responsibility and, you know, blitzing off the edge and things like that. So, you know, I'm getting involved with a lot of nickel and dime.
You got a full plate?
Yeah. And, you know, just getting familiar with the playbook and understanding the schemes and the techniques. You know, that's where my real focus is.
We're talking with Duke Williams, the Bills' fourth-round pick out of Nevada. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. At Nevada, you played pretty exclusively the safety spot. And in fact, you were like a box safety, it appears, right?
Yeah.
Strong safety?
Yeah, you know, I was strong safety, and I was majority towards the line of scrimmage, you know, playing man-to-man coverage on the slot or, you know, playing in the box against the run. And, you know, I didn't really play any high safety, you know, but, you know, I have to get used to it. You have to adapt, you know, in a next level. You have to be able to be versatile and be available to play any position on the field. So, you know, just getting used to every position.
You know, you're playing box safety and you have a reputation as a run stuffer and a hard hitter. And then you go to the combine and what'd you run, a 4.48, which is what top four safety times in the 40-yard dash. Did that surprise people, do you think, that you were able to run that well?
Well, yeah, you know, typically, you know, box safety, they're real heavy set, and you know, they're built bigger than the free safeties, and you know, being able to, you know, be able to run as well as I did, and be able to play the run as well, I think that turned a few heads, and you know, I was just glad I was out there and I was able to, you know, present myself to every single team in the league.
Prior to the draft, I heard people kind of describe you as a tweener, you know, maybe. You know, not exactly a box safety and not exactly a coverage-type safety on the back end. But in this defense, that might be exactly what they're looking for, a guy who's versatile to do a little bit of both.
Yeah, you know, I just look at myself as, you know, a safety that can, you know, do a lot. You know, play strong and free and be able to play man coverage in a nickel or dime. And is exactly what you said, you know, it's correct. This defense is built off of deep defensive backs that can cover and play man-to-man. And, you know, I think I'm going to fit well in this game.
Duke, at Nevada, you had a chance to play on the team opposite side of the ball with Colin Kaepernick. Did you see him coming? Did you think he would have the kind of breakout half year he had last year with San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. You know, I played with him 2 years, and I watched him develop, you know, his junior and senior year. You know, I was a freshman and sophomore. But, you know, towards his senior year, you know, I saw him blossom, and, you know, he helped us win a WAC championship my sophomore year. And, you know, when he got drafted to the 49ers, I was just, you know, just waiting for his opportunity. I knew he was able to perform as well as he's done on the next level. And, you know, all it took was an opportunity, and, you know, he got the opportunity, and he took full advantage of it. And, you know, I was expecting him to do what he did. And, you know, lead this team to the Super Bowl and, you know, and all that. And, you know, I saw that in his play, and, you know, I'm just happy for him. I'm glad that he's doing well.
In your sophomore year, that looked like it was the most successful year that you had in Nevada, right? I think you finished 11th in the country that year at the end of the year, won the WAC championship, and you had the big win over Boise State. They had a 24-game win streak, right, going into the game, and you guys knocked them off. What do you remember about that game?
Well, you know, first thing I remember about the game, it was 6 degrees.
Where was it? In Reno?
It was in Reno.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it was late November, and, you know, we had number 4 Boise State, you know, with all the accolades, with all the, you know, first team, you know, All-Americans. And, you know, their slogan that year was BCS or bus. So, you know.
You guys chose bus.
Yeah. You know, preparing for a team, you know, as well as Boise State was that year, you know, we really, you know, took it as a great task, you know, and a great opportunity for us to, you know, to get a big win, a significant win in school history. So, you know, the seniors, you know, Kaepernick, you know, we had James Michael Johnson, and, you know, We had Virgil Green, Dante Moak. We had a lot of great senior leaders on that team. And Kaepernick was one of those. He was a vocal leader. And, you know, his performance really helped us. And it was just a great win. You know, I remember just, you know, after he made the field goal, it was unbelievable. You know, it was the first time two ranked teams has ever played in Mackey Stadium. And, you know, we got a win over top five schools. So, you know, that was one of my biggest memories in college.
You neglected to mention you had double-digit tackles in it. What'd you have, 10 tackles?
Yeah, I had all 8 or 9 tackles, and I had a few pass deflections. And, I was kind of my coming out party, yeah. You know, that game. And, you know, it was just a memorable game. It's unforgettable.
You know, what happened, not that Nevada last year, you know, completely fell off the table, but the switch to the new conference with all the realignment, did that make a difference in the team's senior year, in your senior year last year at Nevada?
Yeah, you know, the Mountain West Conference was a little bit different. Yeah. You know, it had similar teams that were in, you know, the WAC Conference that we're used to. But, you know, it was kind of, we played – Air Force. Yeah, I lost the Air Force that year, and it was the first time anyone's ever played against a wing T, you know, triple option team, and that kind of hit us by surprise. And it was just a rough year. You know, we struggled a little bit on the defense side of the ball, you know, but we had a lot of great seniors that year also, and you know, we were able to, you know, make it to a bowl game. And unfortunately, we lost by 1 point to Arizona.
Yeah. Talk about playing against unorthodox offensive teams in practice, going against then-coach Alt's pistol offense. That had to be kind of an eye-opener for you guys on defense at Nevada.
Oh, yeah. You know, we play against the inventor of the pistol.
Yeah.
So it will be a lot of, you know, tweaks thrown in throughout the practice. Throughout the practices, and we practice against the pistol every day, so we're able to adapt to it and, you know, figure out, you know, a few schemes defensively, some of the best ways to stop it. And while Kaepernick was there, he was able to master it, so it was just, you know, we saw the best look, you know, live and in person. So it was just, you know, it's not really a normal offense to play against, but it's been working.
Hey, Duke, you grew up in Reno. Was Nevada really where you want to go to school? Was it just the hometown thing? Is that why you want to go?
Well, yeah, you know, Nevada was my first offer, and it was my end of my sophomore year or junior year.
Early.
And yeah, really early. And I decided to commit to my first offer, you know, and I had a few schools come in late, you know, and offer me.
USC, I think.
Yeah, USC, you know, Washington, Boise State offer. But, me and my cousin, we had, stayed committed to our first verbal commit. So, you know, I was just happy, you know, to play in front of my mom and my family. So it was great.
And now it's the NFL, professional football here with the Buffalo Bills. What do you have to do to have a successful OTA leading up to this training camp?
You know, just like I said earlier, just getting the playbook and understand new schemes and just get familiar with it. And I think it'll go well.
Duke, thanks. Good luck, you man.
Thank you.